Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Joan and Janet are subtle energy empaths in the field of consciousness. Their passion is to support your evolutionary growth and change. Join them as they talk about our individual and collective evolutions, explore what living consciously with energetic awareness means in our daily lives, access with them a state of grace. There is no time, no space. Feel the warmth and acceptance and opening into infinite possibilities. Combining a broad collection of modalities and personal experiences, they share with humility and humor their appreciation for the body, mind, spirit connections that we call life. Now, here is Joan Newcomb and Janet Barrett.
Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. We're your co-hosts, Joan Newcomb, coming to you from Tacoma, Washington, and my partner, Janet Barrett, from Portland, Oregon.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another exciting few minutes.
Well, maybe more than a few minutes, but time is relative. We have a great show for you today. And actually, today we're going to be talking to you about involution and evolution. And what's the viewpoint from consciousness? And what is potential? And how does your world transform when you shift perspectives? So lighthearted topics today.
Definitely. Okay.
Superficial stuff.
That's right. All right. So where do we want to start? We got some announcements to make?
We got a few announcements here. You know, we want to let people know a little bit about us in that, you know, we are leading edge creators in the fields of consciousness technology. And you can find out more about me by going to my website, which is joan-newcomb.com. That's newcomb.com. And you can find out about the services that I have there, the sessions that I do. And I have some books that are newly on Kindle. And I have some tips for holding your own amidst change. So if you go there, you can see a lot of really groovy stuff. And what about you, Janet?
Well, let's see. We've got a brand new website that's rolling out, and I'd love to get input from people and show me how easy it is to use. It's got responsive design, I think is what they call it, and we're testing it out, so we're very excited. And if you do sign up for my weekly emails, we'll give you a $25 discount on your first session. But really what's important is about knowing that there's help out there. Lots of shows, lots of people willing to offer support and give us all a different try and see where we're all good mix for you. So we welcome you to this hour that we're going to share with you about exploring things that need to be explored. And that's really pretty much about it, isn't it?
Yeah, though I would definitely say that the things that you offer and the things that I offer are quite different than a lot of folks have encountered out there. I've been an energy worker since 1981, so professionally. And my original training was in auras and chakras and things that were very exotic at the time that is pretty commonplace now. But I look back at that time and it was really like it was like Newtonian physics. It's like, well, the apple drops to the ground. And the work that we're doing now is more like quantum physics. It's like the electron is several different places at once. And your background too, you have a background in the Yuen method, and what are some other things that you've done?
Oh, gosh. Mine was a very strong metaphysical training, or not necessarily training, just the gift was there, right? And lots of information available in lots of different ways, and being able to help people with that. And as I got into my own process with my own health issues and looking at how we are in this body and is that a good place to be or not, and exploring that, I really turned into what we call now consciousness technologies. And that made all the difference. And that's why you and I are doing what we do now and why we are a little bit different from older approaches. This work is coming from what the quantum mechanics, quantum physics way of observing the world is about. And we're using that information in new ways. And we're seeing really great results that for people, you know, as a new approach to looking at old systems and designs and how people are used to referencing information and challenging themselves about their spirituality and religious background, and oh my goodness, see how it's changing. I mean, I can't even track that stuff anymore. So it's just about the expression from the heart, and we look at people from a heart-based place and how to share the wonder in being who we are these days. So that sometimes does, it just works different. I mean, it's so much easier. It's, you don't have to get into people's stories and trainings and different things. We just look at, we sit and things change, things happen. And I really enjoy what I do now. So it doesn't have to be what you thought it was.
Yeah. What I was noticing for myself too is my perception is different, and my experience mm-hmm. of it is different. And my original training was also clairvoyant, and it took mm-hmm. me 20 years to realize that I was actually an empath. So some of these the visual things weren't necessarily working. But it if you, you know, if you just take a look at how animation has changed since, you know, okay, Steamboat Willie, you know, one of the mm-hmm. first Mickey Mouse back in the 20s versus, you know, the CGI that we have now. And that really is how the energy work has changed as well. It is shifted to a full immersion, potentially instantaneous experience of just things transforming that you never could possibly imagine being able to transform. Mm-hmm. You know, one of my students had gone through 7 car accidents, and the last one was a rollover accident. And,
wow.
You know, and she had, you know, she had worked on her, and suddenly she was, you know, standing up straight and with full rotation, you know, to the right and left,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You, as if nothing had happened. So. Mm-hmm. You know, and actually, so, and I've worked with people who also transformed their lives in other ways too, you know, from going, mm-hmm. going from being, you know, in debt to being millionaires, literally within a year, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
All of those things are now in the realm of possibility in ways that would have taken a lot more effort and taken a lot more time and space to create.
Mm-hmm. Well, and our whole reference for how something can happen and turn around so quickly either comes out of the mystic traditions or it comes out of the magic traditions. And you have miracles or you have magic, you know. And we're inviting a whole new language about it's just potential that's being accessed. And really that's something we're going to talk about today. And explain to us about involution versus evolution, because I think people are like, what was that? What did she say?
What the heck is that? So everybody seems to know what evolution is in that, you know, it's like, well, we came from being apes dragging our knuckles to the ground, along the ground sort of thing to being, you know, these hairless brainy apes that we are now. And that is, you know, that's a body perception of, you know, of physical bodies, becoming better vehicles for source energy or spirit or consciousness is okay. really what we're talking about. And if you view life as, you know, that you're a body that has a soul, then you're also going to be viewing the experience as evolution, as growing, high, raising your vibration to encompass spirit.
Okay.
So involution is coming from the perspective of consciousness, that we are all collectively, we are conscious, we are consciousness, we are the cosmic internet, so to speak, and mm-hmm. and as consciousness created this planet as a physical realm to experience the opposite of who we are. And so we're experiencing limitation, we're experiencing ranges of emotion beyond internal joy, we're experiencing limitations of life and death. And that is, consciousness comes in to form to experience this wonderful, you know, adventures in density and effort. So the evolution is the inward process
where evolution is outward.
Evolution is consciousness coming into form. And there's a greater perspective of consciousness coming in before. And there's a lot more to talk about this, but it sounds like we're actually getting to this point of wanting to have you take us into heart space and experience this on a more expanded level.
Got it. So how about we take our commercial break and we'll come back, everyone, and we'll drop into heart space and have some fun.
Are you ready to take a quantum leap in your life? Joan Newcomb is a conscious mastery coach who empowers you to navigate life from your own inner wisdom using energy techniques. Contact her through her website, joan-newcomb.com, and take conscious mastery of your life today. That's joan-newcomb.com.
Would you like a fresh approach to the challenges you're dealing with? Janet Barrett is a subtle energy empath. Feeling the energies present in your myths and language, she offers a supportive, non-judgmental viewpoint. Experience new ways to relate to and release the energies in those stories. Receive a $25 discount on your first session. Email Janet for an appointment at janetb@janetandbeyond.com. Come explore with Janet. New possibilities for a joy-filled life.
You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and I'm your host, Joan, along here with Janet, and we are talking about involution versus evolution.
Which is perfect place for about heart space, isn't it? Because that's all about going inward, and that's how this fits in. Oh, don't you just love how this all goes together? I love it.
It really is. It's really exciting. So this is the part of the show when Janet takes us into heart space. And, you know, whether you're driving or not, there's an aspect of you that can join along with us. So it's okay to operate heavy machinery and have a bit of heart space. You won't necessarily, we'll set the parameters that you aren't going to fall over if you're
really
driving. Well.
So it's interesting. We do get that comment from people who go, well, I got to go deep. And so I got to be sitting someplace. And we're both going, no. Don't make this be any difficult kind of sort of thing. Make it easily accessible. Make it present. Make it, oh, okay, I'm going to do that internal shifting of gears. And while I keep my focus here, this part of me is focusing there. So we're going to invite all of you from the future, from the live place, from however you're hearing us from, you're part of this adventure with us. And Joan and I really have a pretty good skill set about tracking. And in our world, tracking means being able to follow where information is and isn't. And in our world, there is no time, there is no space, there is no place, there's just the all. And that's what we're leading ourselves all into. So in those terms, the rules don't apply. So you can be busy doing what you want to do. So today, if there's something that you're noticing that caught your attention, that has taken your focus, and you'd like to be different with it, I want you to just kind of put all that thought together up there. Just pull it out of here and put it up there, like on the clipboard there, or, you know, right on the chalkboard or something. And just sit back. And we're going to just drop our awareness and we're accessing our awareness that is always there, but it's just not in a place where we're paying attention to it. So we're just going to, you can physically drop your shoulders. That helps. Raise them up, drop them down. Take a breath and just go, okay, I can veg out here. So the part of you that can veg out and doesn't have to track anything or think anything about it is just paying attention. So we're just going to invite ourselves to, there's numbers of different ways to do this, but we want to do this quickly and easily. So feel your head. Everybody can feel your head, right? And we're just going to bring that, literally, put your hands on your head and bring your hands down to your heart area. And do it a couple of times. Just comb that energy and your awareness and drop it down to heart. And just allow yourself to drop down into heart space. Sometimes, a lot of times, we use an elevator. That works. For those of you that go, what are you guys doing? I don't get it. Just play along, because you do get it. You just don't have it in a place of awareness where you get it. So you get it. Trust me, you got it. So just bring that drop down into heart space. Allow yourself to open up. Whoa, that didn't take anything at all. Just drop in there. Notice your emotional terrain today, what that's looking like, what that feels like. You may see it visually, you may feel it, you may hear it. Just notice it. Don't judge it. Take another breath and allow yourself to go into the all. Whatever you have that set up, however you have that set up, just allow it to deepen your experience inward. See, this is all about inward consciousness, the field of the heart, where we're in that place where we're all one, where we lose the distinctions of self, which is this physical body, and where you and I are all one. And just take a few breaths. Now, there does seem to be a bit of breathlessness I'm noticing, Joan. How about you?
Almost a sense of holding your breath rather than breathing in deeply.
Got it, everyone. So let's just, what it'd be like to relax? What if you were free to breathe? What if you were just free to let go? There you go. No matter when you're listening to this show, you've had a lot on your platter. There's been a lot going on. And this is the moment to just take a breath. There we go. There we go. Okay. That's it. You can feel that. All right, Miss Joni, what are we going to play with today? What's up?
Well, we were talking about involution. Mm-hmm. And being in heart space, and mm-hmm. the focus, it's a different focus, because it is focusing within, mm-hmm. and it is bringing the greater awareness in through physical form.
Mm-hmm.
When you have the perspective that you are consciousness, mm-hmm. then there isn't anything to learn. There's just experience, the joy of experiencing. So the angst goes out of it. The fear, which was what was causing people to, you know, hold their breath. There's been such a shift going on. Everybody's been having identity crises, and things that they felt were solid and real, were really important to them, have just been sort of dissolving in their hands like sand. So you know, dropping down into that heart space and experiencing that from deep within, I get the sense of it all being very perfect, and that nothing is lost. You know, you have everything that you need, and you have it right here in the moment. What's that like for you?
It's quiet. This is, to me, is what I call sacred space. It's a place where I don't have really a lot of agendas except wanting to play, wanting to be free to let just information show up,
wanting to take whatever that concern was that I had up there into this place and look at it from a totally new perspective. Because I think what's important for us is so often we run on assumptions and we don't challenge ourselves. We don't challenge our thinking. And in this place, whatever was showing up in some way, really, you have a whole new way. And this is the place where you can access potential. And potential is that place that's in between our thoughts. It's in the present. And most of us are aware that when we're thinking something, it's already happened. It's already passed. And we keep referencing the past. And we keep bringing that into the future. So we never really get a sense of being present. And that's where something can be different. It's the space in between the thoughts. And it's really important to develop this sense of place. So in my own story, in what was going on in my life today, and dealing with my mother, and realizing that she doesn't have a lot of ways to feel good about herself. Not because she can't feel good about herself, but because she's set up to not feel good about herself. And her inability to think that that could be different is what keeps her caught often. She's a great example to me of my appreciation in being flexible and expansive natured, and how I too have come out of that background. So I bet all of us have these places where we don't know what potential is. It's just a thought out there. It's a concept. It's not a reality. And you and I are always working where potential is real.
Yes. And, you know, and if you tell the same old story, then you prevent yourself from living a new one.
And that is the past, right?
Exactly.
That's the past.
And that's not necessarily... And that's not necessarily what the past really was. It's your story about the past.
Yes. Yeah.
So
yes.
You're continually sort of lugging around the baggage of that. You know, when I do energy sessions with people, you know, they can tell me the story, but I have to hold it with a bigger awareness, mm-hmm. because otherwise you lock them into no change. And, mm-hmm. You know, when the story starts collapsing, there's always this sort of moment of feeling kind of silly or stupid or not knowing what you're doing, because it's that is actually when there's an energy shift going on and something greater than both of us is emerging in the room, so to speak. That's consciousness coming into it. So there's an aspect of not even telling a new story, but just simply noticing what is different.
Well, go ahead.
You can also actually come to think of it. You were talking about your mother, and I went through this couple years of my going back east to help my mom. She had Alzheimer's, and then suddenly she had cancer. And so, I mean, the story was evolving right in front of me. And every moment I had to be flexible and make shifts with this woman who was going through, it was like reverse parenting. And then you had to tell a different story about the cancer. And then when she finally, after being in hospice for 11 months, she got bedridden, well, then that was the new normal. You know, it's like you changed the spectrum mm-hmm. of normal. So mm-hmm. there wasn't sitting around going, oh, God, you know, she was my best friend and she'd be the person I would be on the phone telling all these problems to. And now, you know, she has Alzheimer's. I can't talk to her on the phone. You know, you don't go there. You just stay right present in the moment. And there you're able to capture these moments of joy.
Well, I think what I'm feeling is people wanting to know, well, how do you do this, right? How do you introduce potential into something? And potential is the open-ended question. So you being able, or any of us being able to say, well, if that could be different, what would that be like, is an open-ended question. Well, what if there was a new outcome? That's an open-ended question. There's all kinds, and it's how we ask these questions, because it sets up for something different to happen. And you'll hear where people go right by it, and when they're not paying attention. And that's what we mean about being conscious, is I can ask my mother the question, well, what if you didn't have to hurt today, Mom? And she goes, and she just keeps carrying on. She misses the opportunity for her to be self, to be present. She's in her story. She's in her past. And the future never shows up because she's so glued to the past. Me being able to say, well, could this be different? And being able to connect to that place and hold that as a potential reality that she's eliminated sometimes is going to be very effective and sometimes not. And that is due to what she's looking to experience as consciousness. So in what you want to do, all of us, is in what we're talking about in being present, is taking the time to notice if you've already reached your conclusion. If you are already in judgment, you're not being present. You're just playing out the past. You're not having a new thought. And results can't change. Results are condition-based, right? If the conditions don't change, results aren't going to change. They're going to be pretty limited. So we're always asking ourselves and our clients, with whatever is coming up, is if something could be different, what would that be like? Because that sets up a new thought, a new opening in an old pattern.
Well,
and,
plot is a good term there, because it is in telling a different story, you have to step outside the preconceived scripts.
Right.
So, you know, in interacting with your mother, you know she's been around your entire life. So it's really not so much expecting her to change her scripts when she's 81, but you can take it as improv.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, so I like the idea of improv, because there you are in the moment, and you can shift this way or you can shift that way.
And they're spontaneous, right?
Yeah.
And instantaneous. Those words become real, because you're not saying it has to be a certain way. You're allowing for what is possible to show up. And it may show up in that moment with awareness, or it may show up starting from that moment, and then it starts to gain and it builds over the next hour, the next day, the next 5 weeks. And all of a sudden, you know, you're realizing, whoa, something changed. The story has changed. The pattern has changed. Patterns are stories. Stories are patterns. That's kind of the way it works for humans. It's information.
You know, the other thing, your mom being 81, and it seems like she dwells in the past. And what I noticed for my mother as her dementia continued is that, yes, the past was very, very real. I mean, she could tell you vividly about the experience when, you know, during D-Day, and down to the people's names in the classroom. And because it's the body, the physical body stores all those memories, and that's what's real. But the being the Alzheimer's part is really that the being was dislodged from the body and traveling back and forth through time. It was no longer fully anchored in that form. And so I got to watch as and I believe this happens to everyone as they're aging and they're going towards the, you know, leaving the body ultimately, is there's a dismantling going on, the dismantling of the patterns, dismantling of the story, those things are coming loose and shifting. So So for your mom, what you're looking at is those, it looks so hard and concrete, you know, her story of pain, her story of the past, the story of, you know, this happened to her kind of thing. But where's the being in all that? Where's consciousness? Start noticing her as consciousness besides Dolores, you know?
Well, and that's the truth of it, you know, and allowing people to show up as they seem to be, knowing that that is the way they're choosing to show up, whether they're conscious of it or not. It is important to honor whatever is showing up. And I respect life. I respect it when it's not pretty. I respect it when it's joyous. It's all, for me, coming out of the same place. And I get to judge it. And I get to decide whether it's joyous or whether it's trauma. And it's really it's important to value and realize that some of this stuff is so self-created. It's all self-created, right? That we can be just, I have to tell you, I'm one thing I say to my clients often is don't take any crap from anyone. Don't take any crap from yourself, because we're the first source of crap, right? We can tell ourselves anything. We can make anything true. And then we get behind that in the story and gets all this emotional power to it. And once those emotion hooks into it, whoa, you know, you sometimes it's hard to pedal with that thing. So it's important to value what it is, not be attached to what you've created. This is the key, not be attached to what we've created so that it can be different. And we're all inventors, right? And how many times does an inventor spend a lot of time trying something, breaking it down, trying something again, and it breaks down, trying something again. And it just encourages them in an act of refinement, and then there it is. I don't think it always happens the first time. I think a lot of times it's about trying different things, and it's not trying in the sense of not doing. It's trying that is that, let me put this together with this and see what happens. Oh, that got this. Oh, let me try this and put that with this and see what happens. And you just embrace this information from a much more neutral, enjoyable place, as opposed to, okay, I already know the outcome and this isn't going to be good. Just a different way to look. So we want everyone to check in and see where you're at with whatever you thought it was that you were going to challenge yourself with today. And what are we noticing, Joan? Where are people at?
Well, I'm noticing a scattering, and people are all over the place with and you know what, I think it's when we were earlier talking about when I used the term, you know, identity shifts or identities, you know, dissolving, it almost created a ripple effect of people that happening for people. So I am seeing a lot of light and clarity out there. Mm-hmm. But for some people it might be a little uncomfortable. Like if you're not used to going braless in public, you're suddenly you're swinging free, girls.
Well, and I think that's a good awareness of identity and how we've got things set up, and we think who we are is this, and what we are just saying is, no, you're not that. You're not that at all. That's just what you chose to experience in that moment, and it doesn't mean it's the next moment, but now you think it's everything and who you are. And so what if your identity was expansive, everyone? What if this was an opportunity to notice what you thought you were looking at in a way that's talking about who you are? And if that could be different, if there was information there that could enrich your life in a new way, what would that be like? And right there is all about potential. That is being present to it. Allow it to reveal itself. Allow it to introduce itself to you. Give it a face, give it a voice, whatever it might be. Or maybe it's a sense of color, and you see the color change, or maybe you hear something, or you hear something different. But what if you are okay in being and experiencing something different? And that's really important about involution and evolution, is that change happens, and we have to be okay with it. So we want to check our rule sets that say, it's got to be kind of crunchy if this...
this doesn't fit quite right. And,
if you're coming from those kind of rule sets, mm-hmm. this is a great navigational aid. If it feels mm-hmm. limiting, if it feels doubting, if it feels like your gremlin voices, that you know that you're coming from the body level perspective. But if it feels expansive, if it feels joyous, if you feel lighthearted, if there's a childlike sense of play and wonder, that's you're coming from consciousness. So mm-hmm. it's often just, you know, you simply can step to the left or you can step to the right and have a different experience.
And if you find yourself going, well, just a minute, and your expectations are not being met, you have to go look for it. Maybe this experience, whatever it is, has changed. We're trusting that it has. I mean, that because we do this all the time. So there's information there that was shifting when you weren't looking, and then when you went back and blinked, and there it shifted, and it can shift again. And how would you like to experience yourself in your life and what you've decided your life is? So this is about being conscious. This is about being present. This is about inviting yourself to create maybe something that you like. And experience the wonder that life has to offer. There we go. Let it be just, and you know, it's not like you have to change chunks. It's 1 degree. You know, you take a ship and you change the course 1 degree, and that ship is going a whole different direction than where you thought you were going. So it's not like you have to make a right turn. It's just, you just have a course. So where, if you think you got off course somewhere about something, and what if there's more than one answer? Oh my goodness. What would that be like? So just allow something different to happen. What do you get to choose? Yeah, that feels nice. I think people are really kind of basking, aren't they?
Yes. And, you know, there is... You know, I want to introduce the idea about parallel universes or multiverses, and okay. that every possibility is existing at once. And as consciousness, you're experiencing all your lifetimes at once, because there is no past or future. Mm-hmm. It's all just happening. Mm-hmm. And so mm-hmm. when you shift to the right or you shift to the left, you're actually stepping into a different universe, a different lane on your freeway, where you mm-hmm. can have a different experience, you know, access different results. And so all possibilities are right there in very simple and subtle ways.
There we go.
Bunch of people just shifted in their seats and changed their reality.
Yeah, really. And it could be that subtle. You know, you don't think about that. But when you really play with this idea that reality is just sitting right there, and there's a different one over there, and there's a different one up there, or you don't even have to go out there. It's just you from observing from within yourself. When I work with clients, I make sure sometimes we get up and physically move. Well, we move a great deal anyway, just because of how the work goes. But it's like, okay, there are times when you bring conscious awareness that when this moves you to there, that whatever you were here is no longer. And we use that kind of work a lot. It's very effective, lots of different trainings to use that. But in this, we just really, okay, this reality was here, and there's a different reality over there, and where would you like to go? So I think it's time for us to come back out of this, Joan. Does that sound about right now? I think so.
Yeah.
So let's see, everyone. So just notice how you're feeling, and the things are different, and you are better for having brought this part of awareness to this part of awareness. And we invite you to come back within yourself. And then notice that emotional terrain there. Does that look different? Allow it to be different. Allow it to be the same. It doesn't really matter. It's just how attached you are to what influence you'll notice. Probably it's going to feel different in there. Come back inward more.
to that place where you feel yourself in your body and your beingness. And then bring those hands up from heart all the way up overhead. And just move that energy now all the way up and over. And just allow yourself to notice things feel different now. And we'll look for you to join us. And notice that thing up there. Is it the same? Maybe it's different now. I bet it is. Well, set, Joan?
Yes. Yeah. Just feeling all that sort of come up and settle.
I don't think there's probably too many places on the radio where you feel quiet.
where it's okay to have dead airspace.
Well, but it isn't dead airspace. Really? Feel how live it is. You know what I mean? That's what's really interesting. It's like, you just tuned in, you might wonder.
I'm trying to remember where I heard this recently. Somebody was talking about how there's, you know, science has this mechanical model. So when they talk about outer space, they talk about, you know, space being dead and it being silent, where it's actually really, there's a lot of noise in space.
Yeah.
And if instead of viewing it as this mechanical and lots of empty space between stars or whatever, if you realize that it's all consciousness, it becomes an entire living, breathing organism.
Well, that's the stillness, right? That way, those that do the meditation and different practices, it's the stillness. And it may seem quiet, but there's so much going on there. It just resonates to a different place. That's all. There we go. All right, yeah. Joan.
Okay. Sounds like we're ready to. Okay. So we invite you to hold the spaciousness while we go to commercial break, and stay tuned because we have a lot more to cover as we talk about involution and evolution.
Are you ready to take a quantum leap in your life? Joan Newcomb is a conscious mastery coach who empowers you to navigate life from your own inner wisdom using energy techniques. Contact her through her website, joan-newcomb.com, and take conscious mastery of your life today. That's joan-newcomb.com.
Would you like a fresh approach to the challenges you're dealing with? Janet Barrett is a subtle energy empath. Feeling the energies present in your myths and language, she offers a supportive, non-judgmental viewpoint. Experience new ways to relate to and release the energies in those stories. Receive a $25 discount on your first session. Email Janet for an appointment at janetb@janetandbeyond.com. Come explore with Janet. New possibilities for a joy-filled life.
You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and I'm Joan Newcomb here with Janet Barrett. And Janet and I are leading edge creators in the field of consciousness technology, and we've been talking about involution versus evolution.
Yeah, we got it. We inward. We outward too. You know, I think maybe those both happen at the same place, right? I mean, we tend to think of them as separate, but I think it's kind of like that Möbius strip of life incarnating, life discarnating, and where these things come together and we're doing both at the same time. And whether it's parallel or whether it's crashing into one another, that we just want to recognize that patterns and energy have directions, or we have a sense of direction with them, and we create the sense of direction. Let's be really honest about that. And that's useful. So things come inward, things go outward, things come inward, things go outward. And it's all about life. It's all about flow and how you're dealing with that. It's the giving and receiving. A lot of people have issues with giving and receiving. And for me, I'm always telling myself and my clients, it's the same thing. All it is doing is labeling the direction of the flow.
Well, and the other thing with evolution versus evolution, let's just pronounce it differently. Involution is a practice or a play with identifying as consciousness that has this physical form that you've created to experience life with. But shift your perspective that you are consciousness in physical form, and just see how that changes things for you.
I like it.
You know, then you're bigger than any of these problems you've created. You know, you're the actor and the director, and it allows you to embrace that God consciousness, if you want to give it that.
It gives you the place to stop, right? Mm-hmm. It gives you a place to stop and look again, and so much of our thinking creates more thinking, and some of us are really good at thinking, right? And some of us are really good at feeling. Some of us do all kinds of different things. The nature of something is, once it gets energy behind it, it just kind of, there it goes. There's the flow. So we're using this work to stop and realize, oh, okay, life is full of drama and angst and tragedy and joy and comedy and all these things. And I think I notice most often with people is that consciousness does not like to be bored. It does not like the vacuum. It likes its experience. And so if I take back control, if I let go of the victim to experience and victim to others and just that whole whatever all that represents, and go, okay, how do I use this? How is this useful? What am I doing here? Gives me a chance to stop and go, well, if this isn't what I thought it was, what could it be? And once again, we've introduced potential into it, and we've opened up new parameters for how something is. We always want to question everything, assume nothing. And
so I'm going to stop there, because I'm still back where you were talking about consciousness doesn't want to be bored. And if I reframe that to myself, that I am consciousness, and I am constantly fascinated by my experience. And so which part of me is bored? You know, what part of me is wanting to be more thrill-seeking, you know? Whereas consciousness, I'm driving the bus, and I'm determining the road up ahead. And I'm not manipulating or controlling what's going on outside of myself, but I'm having this enormous, expansive appreciation for, you know, the unfolding drama around me. But I'm not running away from it, and I'm not engaging in it. I'm having a wider experience of it. So as consciousness, I've created this conversation with you. I'm having this, you know, I've created you as my co-host. I've created this experience of this show. I've created everyone listening. We have all co-created this as consciousness. It is it's a greater conversation of what's happening now. So you also talked about sort of going in and going out. It's happening simultaneously. Physical form is evolving so that it's at a higher vibratory level to accept us as consciousness, and consciousness is able to come into form. We're coming into form more, so it's a greater embodiment. And you know, so people seem to be waking up, but really it's just that you can bring in more of your awareness. So you're sensing more of your awareness.
It's also, we're addressing shifts in perspective.
right? Mm-hmm. And so when we say as consciousness, we're observing ourselves doing this, and then we're also commenting on how we observe consciousness acting out in others. And it's all consciousness, and it's me and me, and it's you and you, and our audience and their experience of it. And collectively, that's what we are. We are consciousness, and we're all the fragments of it, and interpretations of it, and the experiences of it. And it was there before you and I were there, and it was there after we were there, and it was however we want to mark our experience of being consciousness. And where we think our life begins and ends.
I was there before and I was there afterwards.
Exactly. Great. Exactly. And that is in the bigger scope of that personal as Joan, right? So it's,
yeah.
I'm bigger
than this role. You know, I want to jump in here and mention a couple things of ways that folks can get in touch with us beyond listening to us every week and listening to us on demand. We love hearing from you, and you can join us on Facebook. Go to Facebook and look up Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. We're actually listed as a radio show there. And also, you can follow us on Twitter. It's @ Joan and Janet. And you can follow me on Twitter @ Joan Newcomb. And you can actually find us both on Facebook as well, Janet. How do they find you on Facebook?
Let's see. JanetandBeyond.com, I guess. There's lots of Janet Barretts out there. So, yeah, I don't know, Joan. I don't do Facebook.
Actually, you know, they would probably most easily find us through our radio show, and then from there find us,
our website. Go for our website.
And the other thing is that we love hearing from you. So if you have any ideas of things you'd like us to talk about, places you'd like us to explore, just questions you have, like, what the heck did you mean by that? You know, email us at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. It was too long to put Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, so we had to leave the word conversations out, but it's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Tell them a little bit about your new website, Janet.
Oh, gosh. It's fun. It's exciting. It's sharp. It's witty. It will bring tears to your eyes of joy and laughter. What can I say? You know, everybody should have a website like that. That's what it does to me. I look at it, and that's the way I feel about it. So I'm presuming that other people can enjoy it, too. So, and all the different mediums, and it's been quite a journey to have it designed, because some of us tend to play in big arenas, so information shows up, and I don't mean to be confusing about that at all, but please just observe it for me and go, yeah, I saw that, I got it, okay, that sounds interesting. I appreciate the feedback, definitely.
Yeah, and then they can contact you there for sessions and also to get your weekly writings, because you've got these wonderful blog posts.
Got it. We do that. So, and I've been writing for 9 years every week. I think I've only missed a couple of weeks here and there in all that time. So life is interesting and it's life in the beyond and fuzzy photons in action and motion. So we're all full of fuzzy photons just moving around.
And my website is joan-newcomb.com, and you can find about my Conscious Mastery coaching, and you can also find out about the various programs. I have webinars. I actually have a free webinar coming up in 2 weeks, 2 weeks from Tuesday, so that would be the 20th. So stay tuned for more information about that. We're just exciting ways to explore navigating your life consciously here in this year. And then also the radio show is on there, and my books. I have a couple of really great books there. And so stay tuned for more exciting things. And stay tuned with us as well. So
we'll catch you all the next time. Catch you all the next time.
So you've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and I'm your host, Joan Newcomb.
And I'm Janet Barrett. And we look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you. Yes, joining
we
us.
We are talking, aren't we? Yeah, we do
we're,
talk.
We're talking over each other, too. Bye, folks.
You've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Thanks so much for helping to co-create the show. No matter whether you're tuning in live or listening on demand, you energetically contribute to our collective experience. Joan and Janet love to hear from you and invite you to email your comments and ideas for them to explore each week. Contact them at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Tune in next Wednesday for another great show at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and 10 p.m. UTC.